Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. I tell the truth every day, which scares the hell out of liberals as well. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show, and here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Florida could soon be facing a sandstorm of biblical proportions that could leave people with COVID-like symptoms when it passes through. I'll explain. Number two, President Biden canceled the Keystone XL pipeline, costing Canadian companies billions of dollars and thousands of jobs. Well, now it looks like they're going to pay back. They're refusing to open the border for months to come. And number one, a longtime Democrat, a United States senator, refusing to denounce his family's longtime membership in an all-white beach club. That's right, all-white. While he throws the race card at political opponents, his own blatant racism has been overlooked. That is, until right here and right now. Sheldon Whitehouse, in fact, defended the all-white club described by several prominent publications as, quote, the most exclusive club in America. And other reports indicate his wife is there almost every single day all summer long. Whitehouse has long been a hypocrite who jumped on the Black Lives Matter bandwagon and the George Floyd bandwagon, too, calling President Trump a racist and a white supremacist. But you know what? You know what I don't recall hearing about? I don't recall hearing about the former president belonging to any all-white clubs that are funded by legacy fiduciary trust funds from wealthy white families that black people from joining and are so restrictive there's little chance any black people will become members anytime soon, if ever. That's right, Bailey's Beach Club, which would make the Klan awfully proud, and Joe Biden and the Democrats still won't say a word. Trust me on this, not a single word about the beach, as the initiated call the place. Funny how Senator Whitehouse, while bloviating about Republicans and Jim Crow voting laws and systemic racism, it's funny how Senator Whitehouse has been a member of Bailey's Beach Club for decades. Yes, decades. Maybe from the time he was born, in fact. It's old money, you see. Now that sounds like real systemic racism to me, now doesn't it? What do you think? Oh, did I mention Senator Whitehouse's wife, Sandra? One of the whites-only club's three biggest shareholders. That's right, it's old family money. And she's one of the three biggest shareholders of a whites-only beach club in Rhode Island. So it seems this whole systemic racism thing runs in the family. And like I said, as we've learned, she's there just about every day all summer long. Now, Whitehouse has been one of the most outspoken campaigns of smear jobs on Republicans and conservatives, throwing the race card with ease. But as it turns out, he's the one at the posh and very pale Bailey's with his toes in the sand. You also have to wonder if Senator and Mrs. Whitehouse taught their kids about how racist America is while enjoying the conversation and company of whites only at the club. And how much does it actually cost to join an exclusive private whites-only club on a beach in Rhode Island? Well, nobody really knows. Nobody really knows. Speaking of white privilege, however, something else this sanctimonious fool bellows about his wealth comes from old money. Really old money. His great-great-grandfather, in fact, was one of the founders of the Central Pacific Railroad, and that money has been fostered and nurtured and passed along. And that's why the senator's home in 2017, less than a quarter of a mile from Bailey's Beach, was worth about $3 million. And like I said, the annual cost of being an elite racist at Bailey's Beach, not public, but in 2003, a tiny cabana near the water was more than $50,000. There are about 80 of them, by the way. But no one sold one in years. And yes, believe it or not, you need an ID to get inside. But that's certainly not racist. How could it be when every single person is white when you step inside anyway? Oh, there's nothing quite like setting the gaslighting elite aflame with their own hollow, dishonest rhetoric. Now, is there? Ah, yes. Senator Whitehouse. By the way, we know a lot of this because he was confronted just a couple of days ago about being a member of a white-only beach club. A club that, back in 2017, he said, well, they're working on diversity. In 2017, it's been a whites-only beach club for 100 years or more. It's been a whites-only club ever since he became a U.S. senator. It's been a whites-only club while he was throwing the race card at others, enjoying summer life with his wife, his white wife, and his white kids at the all-white club. The dishonesty of it all is galling, isn't it? Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, the whitest of them all, the most systemic racist of them all, maybe. Listen to him try to defend his position. Here he is.
Back in 2017, you had expressed concerns about the membership of the all-white Bailey's Beach Club, said that you hoped it would become more diverse. Now, your family's been members. Your wife is one of the largest shareholders. Has there been any traction in that? Are there any minority members of the club now?
I think the people who are running the place are still working on that, and I'm sorry it hasn't happened yet.
Do you have concerns in 2021? I mean, obviously, it's been 4 years. You had remarks on the floor following the deaths of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd saying, you know, hoping to root out systemic racism in the country. Your thoughts on an elite, all-white, wealthy club, again, in this day and age, you know, should these clubs continue to exist?
It's a long tradition in Rhode Island, and there are many of them. I think we just need to work our way through the issues. Thank you.
Being a member of an all-white club that is, by definition, systemic generational racism, it has a long tradition in Rhode Island. I see. Slavery had a long tradition too, didn't it? We wiped that out. We, being the conservatives, the Republicans, went after the racist, horrible practice of slavery that you pretend to care about now, Senator. Here's a quote from Charlottesville. The hatred and violence we are seeing in Charlottesville is shameful. Our unity will overcome this bigotry, said Whitehouse, the member of the all-white beach club. In fact, there's never been a black member. They have let in a couple of Jews, but no blacks. That according to an article in the New York Times in 2003. At Bailey's Beach, the ruling class keeps its guard up, they say. This is the New York Times. Just 18 years ago that was written. Diversity, of course, has made scant inroads on the new port of Bailey's Beach. Of course it has. 19th century socialites were there. Only the elite could bathe at Bailey's Beach, so it's been there well more than a century, just like I said. In 1992, by the way, this is not the first time the white-only issue has arisen. You might remember in 1992, Bill Clinton was ripped for golfing at all-white golf clubs in Arkansas. They were kind of a tradition in Arkansas, those all-white golf clubs. Just like all-white beach clubs are apparently traditional in Rhode Island, and therefore they're trying to work through it. These pieces of garbage throw the race card every single day as a weapon. And yet, once again, here we are, clear evidence that the true root of racism, the true meaning of systemic racism, is defined by Democrats, by Senator Sheldon Whitehouse and others like him. Make no mistake of what the truth is, my friends. I'm here to give it to you every day. It's the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back. Summer's around the corner, and Grilla Grills want you to kick it off with an awesome new grill. Enter the Independence Day giveaway at stevegruber.com. Click on the Grilla Grills banner for a chance to win a brand new Silverback Alpha Connect. With Grilla Grills' newest Wi-Fi-enabled pellet smoker, you can control your grill from anywhere. Fire it up, set temperatures and alarms, and get instant troubleshooting help all from the palm of your hand wherever you have service. Grilla Grills is family-owned and veteran-run. It's a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this summer. Support local businesses like Grilla Grills. That's GRILLAGrills.com.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day, or let an ache tell us what we can and cannot do. We will not linger on the sofa, ask somebody else to bring us the mail, or take the parking space closest to the door. But what we will do is take action. We will plan ahead. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. Lace up our sneakers and grab our tennis rackets. We will bowl. We will do our morning laps and bike ride through Saturday afternoon. We will walk our dogs around the block. We will pass up the elevator and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
She'll try. She'll put it up. And yes, it goes! At the buzzer!
As a graduating high school senior, your school sports playing days come to an end. But as you move on, you can still stay in the game by trading in your playing uniform for a new opportunity. High school sports need new officials now more than ever. Officiating is a great way to give back to the game, stay in shape, and it's not a bad way to make part-time money while you're in college. Register online at MHSAA.com and stay in the game. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.